Previously on Ballyglissane.
Hannah, I can't tell you. It's better that way. I have to sort this out on my own, alone. Some things you just have to do alone.
You're wrong, Liam Kelly. Dead wrong.
But you don't do anything. You're not living a life, Ronan. Don't you ever want to someone in your life? Don't you ever want to get a grip of a good big woman? Hold her tight in a cold winter's night? Do you ever want what a normal man wants?
She's just saying these things to suck people in, making it sound as if she's going to deliver a health centre. As if. Nothing like that is ever going to happen. And in the meantime, she's going to get money from people in this town. I know it. I know her type.
Season 2, Episode 4.
The cloud is the thought of the sky before the thought is born. Each vapour a syllable in the endless poem of air. I too am a cloud, except I have arms and legs. Arms and legs. The moon watches, but says nothing, because moons are shy.
Oh, this is
shite. My soul drifts
like condensation
between eternities. Are we not all droplets yearning for the ocean's unremembered name? The wind, which is the breath of time's own grandmother, moves the clouds like chess pieces in a game no one understands. Somewhere, a mountain blinks under the weight of sky's sadness. Somewhere else, the sun sighs because it cannot touch the horizon. If I close my eyes, I become lighter than weather. Lighter than weather. I rain on myself sometimes, and that's called wisdom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you, each and every one of you. Thank you. For those who do not know me, and I am sure there are some here who do not, I am Lily Mae Clementine Van Ark. And yes, if you've seen me on television, you probably know that I am 43rd in line to the throne, or something like that. You've probably seen me at some of the royal weddings in years gone by. And while those were marvellous occasions where I was surrounded by famous, well-known celebrities at every turn, let me assure you that I feel more at home today, right here, standing before all of you in this drab little supermarket in the middle of Donegal. And I want to thank you for coming along today to my poetry reading. These poems, these acclaimed poems, mean the world to me. My heart beats in every one of them. That 12th one, the last one you heard, for instance, won last year's Troughton Award for Literature in Vancouver. And along with many more, it is available in my book, which I am delighted to say is now available for you to purchase in this very supermarket. Only $19.99 per copy. And with Christmas only a couple of weeks away, I feel it would make an ideal present for that special someone in your life. And I want to thank Angela, my dear friend Angela Galbraith, for inviting me along this afternoon to read these poems to all of you. Angela has been a dear friend to me since I arrived in Ballyglissane a little over a week ago. And while I hate to commercialise my poetry, it is a practical necessity as I begin work on the health centre, which I know everybody in Ballyglissane is very excited about. My own finances are regrettably tied up at the moment, so selling this collection of poems helps put food on my table as I work hard on the health centre that I'm building for all of you. Angela fully supports my endeavour. Indeed, she has given me office space to work here in this very supermarket. And she has done that free of charge. Such is her commitment to the health centre that I'm building. Such is her commitment to all of you. Together, Angela and I will bring a health centre to Ballyglissane.
Thank you for signing
Hello?
My book.
Sorry.
Oh, best of luck with
Hello?
Your health centre.
Hi. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. No, sorry to interrupt. Hi, Oh, I just wanted to say how fabulous that was. Your reading, it was fabulous. I bought your book.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I will. I know I will.
I hope it changes your life.
It's so exciting to have real culture in Ballyglassane.
I imagine it is.
My name's Gráinne.
I'm delighted to meet you, Gráinne. What a lovely name, Gráinne. So Irish.
And what do I call you? Dame Lily May?
Oh, goodness, no. Just pretend I'm an ordinary person, like you. Call me Lily.
Lily it is. And you're very welcome to Ballyglassane.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about all the changes you have planned for our little town. The health centre. Almost unbelievable. But, of course, I believe it.
Well, of course, it's going to take a lot of hard work. But I'm confident I can do it. I have done it elsewhere.
Australia, yes, I've heard. I think it sounds fascinating. We are so lucky that someone with wealth and a good heart has taken an interest in our community. So lucky.
Thank you. You're so kind. Yes, I'm lucky that I have come from a background of privilege. Growing up, I never wanted for anything, but Daddy made sure that I didn't grow up spoiled. It's actually embarrassing to admit all the safeguards he placed around my money and how little direct access I have to it in the short term. But I feel no ill will toward him for it. He had my best interests at heart, always. I know that. And of course, he's right. And there are so many untrustworthy people out in the world today.
Oh, I know.
Yes, but it sometimes makes day-to-day living very difficult.
Oh?
Forgive me. I'm sure you're not interested in my little problems.
What? Nothing could be further from the truth. Let me assure you. I, along with everyone else in our community, will forever be in your debt because of the health centre. I don't want to overstep, but is there anything I can do to help you with these problems?
Oh, no, I wouldn't dare ask. It's just, as I say, my finances are tied up. Daddy didn't want me to be taken advantage of. He felt it was far better for me if I made my own way in the world and made my own money. And of course, it is. But now that I've moved to Ireland, I find myself temporarily living like a pauper. All my belongings and clothes are back in that township in Australia. It might be months before I see them again.
How awful.
Yes, but one must endure.
I know you mentioned not having a car or transportation, but I'm certainly happy to drive you anywhere if you fancy a shopping expedition. I'm staying in Ballyglassane with my brother for another week or so, and I'd be more than happy to drive you to Donegal Town or anywhere else.
Well, that is too kind, really. And I would love to take you up on that kind offer, Gráinne, but I don't even have ready cash at the moment. It's so embarrassing to admit. But it is sadly my situation at the moment.
Don't worry about all that. I'm more than happy to pay any bills that come up on our little shopping trip. Really? I know you have money coming. Because you said so. Several times. I'm not worried about you paying me back.
Oh my goodness, Gráinne. That is so kind. I knew I liked you the moment you walked over to me. I knew it.
Lily, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Hello, Trish.
Hello, Ronan.
Can I come in?
Yes, Ronan. Yes, of course you can come in. You don't have to ask every single time. It's your office too.
I brought you a coffee from the machine. Just the way you like it.
Oh, thank you, Ronan. Just what I needed. You're very good.
So are you. Starting to like you now.
It's good to hear.
You haven't started to tidy yet. And here, I mean.
No, not yet. But I will, Ronan. I promise I will. How are you today? That's your brother that's working here now, isn't it? He's Larkin's old job.
Yes, that's Terry, my brother.
He's very good. Gets on well with people. Very chatty.
Yes. Terry always did get on with everybody. Everybody always liked Terry.
He's a good fit for here.
Yes.
You must be glad to have him home.
Yes.
Is he back for good? Or just until after Christmas?
I'm not sure. I think he might be here for good. I don't think he wants to travel around anymore. I think he wants to settle down. So yes, I think that means he's probably here for good. Forever.
That's great for you.
Yes, that's what people tell me.
Company for you. Better than living in that big house all on your own. Must have gotten lonely sometimes.
Suppose. I never noticed. I kept busy.
You never married, Ronan?
No. I thought about it when I was younger. There was someone I liked, but she moved away. After that, I stopped thinking about things like that. Decided I was better on my own. You're so lucky to have Joe.
Joe?
Yes, someone who cares about you. Someone who is patient with you. Someone you can surprise with presents. I don't have any of that. But you do, with Joe. Joe's a very nice man.
He is, yes. Joe's a very nice man.
When my mother died, I asked him to help me, you know. As a solicitor. He was very good. Took his time with me. Explained everything to me. The paperwork. There was so much of it. So much to do. Found it hard. But Joe took care of all of that. I would have been lost without him. Everyone has good things to say about Joe.
Yes, they do.
Imagine he's done work for everybody in Ballyglasane at one time or another.
He probably has. Yeah, he probably has.
How long are you married?
14 years. 4 months, 2 weeks and 3 days, I think.
How did you meet?
Fiona, actually. It was Fiona who introduced us.
My Fiona?
Yes, your Fiona. We go way back. I've known Fiona since we were teenagers. I didn't have a sister, so she was like a sister to me. We were close. Kept in touch over the years. And Joe was a friend of hers, originally.
And did you fall in love right away? That's what they say happens, isn't it?
No, not right away, but we did fall in love. Got married all those years ago.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, yes, I am.
You never need to worry about being alone in the world.
No, I don't. Thank you for the coffee, I appreciate it.
Well, well, Miss McGowan, how are you this fine, blustery day?
Mr. Freel, you're back with us again, I see. I'm doing very well, thank you. I hope you are the same.
Oh, no need to be so formal. We go back a long ways. You can call me Terry. Everyone calls me Terry. And if I may be so bold, I'll call you Sarah.
Miss McGowan is just fine. It's what everyone calls me.
As you wish. You're looking remarkably well, if I may say so. Does a man's heart good, it does. When he sees a fine-looking woman walking about the shop.
Is that right?
Hmm?
And what are you doing in the shop yourself, Mr. Freel? Is that one of their overalls you're wearing?
Indeed it is, Miss McGowan. You have a good eye for detail. I started working here, if you must know, this very day, in fact.
Is that right?
It is indeed, only a few hours ago.
Well, I'm glad to see you're easing yourself into the job by doing very little on your first day.
Yes, very good, Miss McGowan, very good. I'm just getting the lay of the land, that's all. Seeing what's what. And judging by your basket there, I see that you're going to be baking soda bread later on.
I might be.
Can't beat a bit of homemade soda bread. I love it.
You should make yourself some when you go home.
Oh, would that I could, Miss McGowan. Would that I could. I'm a man of many talents, believe you me. But none that lean in that direction. And are you all set for this big storm that's coming tonight? It's supposed to be bigger than Debbie in 61.
Everyone said they were overreacting with the red warning, but I'll tell you, it's sure looking like it's starting to glow out there. These weathermen. Once in a while, not very often, they know what they're talking about.
Oh, I'm sure the same could be said of any man, Mr. Freel. Not just weathermen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I was outside all morning myself, making sure our place was ready. What about yourself, Miss McGowan? Is your house stormproof? That shed at the back of the house, your bins, have they been put in? Your eave runs, you know...
Oh, I've no idea, Mr. Freel. I'll say a prayer, and the good Lord will look after his own.
Yes, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will. And are you all set for Christmas, Mr. McGowan?
Not much setting up to do when you live alone, Mr. Freel. It's just another day in the year.
Yes, yes. It's a grim life, living alone. I know all about it.
Look, not that bad. I quite like it. I mind my own business. I don't concern myself with what anyone else is doing. And I'm more than content that nobody here bothers with me or my business.
Very sensible, yes. Very
sensible.
Anyway,
you're not alone. You're obviously back living with your brother now, aren't you? And I'm sure that's a great comfort to you and this aching heart of yours.
I am back, and indeed, he is. Great company for me. Ronan, of course, is an odd bird, as I'm sure you know. But family is family, isn't that right?
I suppose.
This will be my first Christmas with Ronan in a long time. I've spent Christmas in every corner of this country, I can tell you. 1 year Clonmel, 1 year Castlebar, the next year Tralee. It's been a great life in many ways, but it's also a lonely life. A bachelor life. All those cold winter nights. Do you ever get cold in long winter nights, Miss McGowan?
I have a good blanket, Mr. Freel.
What about cold, stormy nights like the one that's coming?
Well, I have another blanket in the hot press, Mr. Freel.
And you don't ever miss good conversation?
Well, I keep boarders from time to time. I have a woman staying with me right now. And a very talkative woman she is, too. I don't see much of her, truth be told. But she always comes back in time for dinner.
Ah, home-cooked meal. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. You don't get that when you're travelling. I'll tell you what. If you like, I'll call over your way after work. Check that wooden shed of yours at the back of the house. Put your bins inside. Anything else that's lying around, maybe tie it, shut it up with rope. I don't know. Keep it safe tonight. I don't mind. I'm happy to do it. I'm good with my hands.
Are you indeed?
And when I've finished, you could give me a cut of nice soda bread for my time.
All right, Mr. Freel. That's a very kind offer. I'll take you up on it.
Why are you coming in at this time?
I was at work, Joe.
I know you were at work, Patricia. That's why I'm asking. Why are you working so late? I thought you were only supposed to be there part-time.
I had stuff to do. I just wanted to get it done tonight.
You can't handle it, can you? Oh, I knew it. I knew you should never have taken that job. You're not able for it. You're just making a fool of yourself in there. Give it up.
I'm not making a fool of myself, and I'm not giving up the job. I told Fiona before she went away that I'd cover for her as long as she was away, as long as she wanted. And I can do the job, Joe. I know what I'm doing. I used to be a full-time accountant before I met you.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you know what time I was home?
No.
5:20. I'm here since 5:20, Patricia. And there's nothing to eat. I haven't eaten since I came in.
You should have made yourself a sandwich, Joe. There's ham in the fridge.
I don't want a sandwich. I want a hot dinner. You forgot to leave anything out for me to heat up.
Well, why don't you go to her? Why don't you get her to make you a hot dinner if you want one that badly?
Don't start this again.
Don't start what?
You know what. Yes, I made a mistake. Yes, I admit that. Yes, I told you. I told you all about it.
When I caught you.
And I told you I was sorry. And I told you that it was all over. And it is over.
You were talking to her last week.
I don't know what else you want me to say. What else do you want me to say? It's in the past, Patricia. Just leave it in the past.
Fine, Joe. It's in the past.
I'm hungry. I worked all day.
I worked a long day too.
And I come home and I expect to get a hot dinner. Is that too much? Seriously, is that too much to ask for in this day and age? That a wife would have a dinner ready for her husband when he comes home? That she makes time to tidy up around the
I'm
house?
I'm not your maid, or I'm not your servant.
And what exactly are you doing anyway? You spend your days gossiping with women down the supermarket? That's not a job. That's not a real job. That's just something to keep a bunch of silly women busy. Women who think they're important. You shouldn't be there. You should be here.
I'm going now.
Where are you going?
I'm going out again. I don't know where.
What about the storm? There's a big storm coming. The Donal Cabinet says it's the biggest storm to hit Donegal in 42 years. That's all he's been talking about for a week. It's hitting tonight, Patricia. Listen to the wind outside.
There's ham in the fridge. Make yourself a sandwich. I'm going for a drive.
Patricia! Patricia! It's going to be dangerous out there.
I don't care. Don't wait up for me. Feed yourself or don't feed yourself. I don't care, Joe. I just don't care anymore.
Hey.
How are things?
I'm okay. How are you, Liam?
I'm good. I'm good, Hannah. Are you at work?
No, Liam. We closed up early because of the storm.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Big storm. Donal Cabinet says it's going to be the worst one in over 60 years. Yeah. It's really starting to blow hard out there now, too.
Is it?
I just wanted to give you a call. Chat to you. Ask you something.
Is that right?
Yeah, look, about the other night.
Oh, it's fine. It's none of my business, you were right. I didn't like it much hearing it like that, but you were right. I don't know what's going on with you and you don't have
to. That's it, Hannah. That's why I'm calling. I want to tell you. I want to ask you something.
Right.
I thought about what I said last week. About everything I said. Mostly the part about not needing any help from anyone. And I meant that. The part about not wanting you or Maria involved. For your sake, more than mine. To keep you safe. To keep you both safe.
Safe?
Yeah. But then I was thinking about it and I thought that there might be a way for you to help me. Maybe. And still not get directly involved.
What do you mean safe? What's going on?
Look, Hannah, this guy I knew back in Letterkenny when I was living rough, he turned up at my house one night.
Okay.
He's bad news. Like, really bad news.
Are you okay? Are you in trouble?
And he wants me to do something for him. Something illegal.
Go to the guards.
I can't. He threatened Maraid.
What?
I have to sort this out without the guards. But I think there might be a way to stop it. With your help.
Okay.
You hacked that guy's phone, right? The guy who was in talking to Angela.
McLaughlin? Yeah, sort of. I didn't really hack it. We put an app on it, on the phone. And when he opened the app, it gave me a way to see what was on his phone.
Can you hear his calls?
No, it doesn't work that way. But I can see everything that's on the phone. I can read his messages if I want to.
His messages?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And could you do that again? Put this app on somebody else's phone for me. Put it on this guy's phone, the one I'm talking about.
I could. Well, you'd have to do it. You have to be in the room with them, the person to do it, to airdrop it from your phone to theirs. It's a weather app. It actually is. It actually works.
And it's as simple as that. Then you could see what's going on his phone.
Basically, once he opens the app on his phone, it starts taking the data from the other apps. Message apps, email apps, whatever. Then I can see them.
Okay. Can we do that?
Yes, of course. Very easy.
How do we do that?
Well, first you have to meet me. We can meet tomorrow if you want. Or whenever. Then I send the app to your phone from mine. Once you have it on your phone, you can send it to his. The next time you see him.
Yeah. He's supposed to come back to me on Friday night.
Great. That's all you need. If you tell him you have an app, a weather app, and it's a really good one or something, and you want to share it with him, then just airdrop it across to his phone. If he accepts it, then we are good to go. Once he actually uses it, opens it, we'll be able to see what's on his phone. Are you hoping you can find something to use against him?
Yeah, maybe. There's got to be something.
But won't he still go after Mairead?
It's more his boss I'm more concerned with. She's a dangerous one. It's her I'm afraid of, really. If I could find something on her, go to the guards on her instead of him, I might be free of this.
Well, this might work. If they've sent any incriminating messages back and forth, this guy and his boss, then we will be able to read them.
Great. Look, thanks, Hannah. I mean it. You really are the best. I mean it. You can yell at me anytime.
No, you were right about that, with what you said last week. I've been thinking about what you said. I have to stop acting like we're still kids. We're adults now. You're an adult now, with adult problems.
Yeah, unfortunately. When can we do this? So I can have it ready to put in his phone. Knuckles said he'd be back here Friday night.
He's called Knuckles. Your adult problem is called Knuckles.
Yeah.
Okay, well, come in tomorrow. I'll put it on your phone.
That's great. I feel like I'm making real progress.
Good.
So, with this thing on my phone, will you be able to see what's on my phone?
Don't worry, you pervert. I won't look at your browser history.
No, it's not that. It's my messages with Mairead. You know, private stuff. I don't want you to see that stuff. You laugh at me.
Even more than I usually laugh at you.
Even more than you usually laugh at me.
Look, don't worry. I have no interest in poking around on your phone. You can trust me. Anyway, just delete the app when you give it to this guy. Once the app is gone, I can't see anything anymore.
Hello?
Angela!
Trish! What brings you in at this hour? I thought the place was deserted.
Sorry, Angela. I didn't mean to frighten you. I just came in for a bit of peace and quiet. Used my key, let myself in.
Oh?
Had some words with Joe. Didn't much feel like staying in the house with him this evening.
Ah, I see. I know that feeling. When my husband was alive, we had evenings like that. Sometimes I didn't want to be in the house either. I'd go for a drive.
Yes, that was my plan.
But it's not really an evening for driving around, is it? Not with the storm coming.
No, I thought I'd come in here instead. Sit inside and listen to it. Outside, have a coffee, think.
The coffee's good.
Oh, it is. I love that machine.
One of my little changes here. Oh, I do love a good coffee. Come here, sit. Are you okay? I don't mean to pry.
No, it's fine. I'm fine. Just wanted to be out of the house for a few hours.
Mm. I didn't want to be in the house either this evening. It's so big and empty. And the wind is so noisy already. I was listening to music for a while, but I kept getting distracted. And I just wasn't feeling great, so I came in here to find something to do. That Margaret Robinson woman, the new supplier, was emailing again. So I replied to her and got a few jobs done. It's big and empty in here too.
Maybe that's not a bad thing.
Maybe. Listen, I'm going to go soon, 15, 20 minutes, before it gets too dangerous to drive. Don't stay here. It'll be cold and drafty.
It's okay.
Come back to my house. There's a bed there for you if you want.
Angela.
You're welcome to it. And not just tonight. Any night. I don't mean to pry, but I know how marriage can be. I'm sure Joe can be headstrong.
Yeah, he can.
Well, you're welcome to stay over. And it would be company for me. I'll probably not sleep tonight with the wind and I'm not feeling the best. It would be comforting knowing there was someone else in the house.
Angela, I don't know what to say.
Anyway, the offer is there. Have a think about it. Now, what do you say we both go and get some of that coffee we both love?
Oh. Angela? You okay?
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Head rush when I stood up. I'm a bit dizzy.
Sit down. You all right?
I'm not sure. I feel really dizzy. I can see. It's like a blackness around the edge of my vision. Like it's closing in on me.
Oh.
I'm sorry about this. I feel a bit strange. Oh.
Well, what is it?
My arm. My left arm. I just noticed. Oh. It's numb. I can't feel it.
Okay.
I can't lift it.
Okay. Right. I think I know what's happening. We gotta go. We gotta go somewhere.
I'm sorry about this.
Ah, it's okay. Don't worry. It's fine. Can you stand? Are your legs okay?
Yes. I think so. Yes. They're fine.
Stand. You dizzy?
Yeah, a little. That blackness around the edges, it's still there. Oh! Oh!
Right, come with me. Let me help you. I got you. Come on. Stay with me. You're fine. You okay?
Yeah. I'm good.
Still dizzy?
A bit.
That's okay. Keep walking. I'm going to take you to my car.
Oh, we can't drive.
We have to. I have to take you somewhere.
Dr. Travers?
No, that'll take us the wrong road. I'll go the other way. I'm going to take you to the hospital, Letterkenny. It's better, just to be sure.
No.
It's better.
It's too dangerous.
I need to take you somewhere. It might get worse. How's your arm?
I've no power. I can't lift it.
Okay. It's okay. Right, let's make a dash for the car.
Stay with me. I got you. It's so cold. I'm around this side. What was that?
I don't know. A tile maybe. Across the street. Can't see. Lights just went all dark now. Come on. We're okay. Okay. We're all good. How are you feeling? How's that arm?
Same. I'm so sorry about this.
Oh, don't say that.
I can't ask you to drive me to the hospital. I can't. Not in the storm. It's too risky.
You're not asking. I'm doing it.
There's a tree down near Letterkenny.
I heard that. We'll figure it out. Damn it!
What?
Ah, car! Don't start. This happened before. Guard said it was fixed. Come on! Yes, okay, we're good. We're all good. How are you feeling?
The same.
Still dizzy? The blackness?
Yeah, still there. Feels like it's getting closer. What if I pass out?
It's okay. Don't worry, I'll get you there.
What if we crash? I'm so sorry.
We won't crash.
Ballydrisane, written by Michael Letty. Co-produced for Highland Radio by Joe Dex and Michael Letty. Starring
Orla Carlin as Angela Galbraith.
Avine Diver as Hannah.
Elaine Gillespie as Lily.
Laura Gleason as Grania.
Maria Tennessee as Miss McGowan.
Ormigo Lavrige as Terry.
Tom Millis as Ronan.
Aoife Toner as Trish.
Bill Vaughan as Joe.
Gilbert Young as Liam Kelly.